From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi everyone, it's Ray, VK4, Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club Incorporated. Well, Redfest is done and dusted for another year and it was a fabulous turnout, great venue. It was good to see so many friends again of the club, and the tech talks were well received by all that attended. Many thanks to the many club members that assisted during the day, and also to the commercial vendors that attended as well. But special thanks goes to you, the amateur community, who attended our annual Redfest. We hope to see you again next year. Now, while dust was not the problem with the club during the John Moyle contest, the crew were able to make many contacts despite the rain and the thunderstorms that were in the area during Saturday afternoon and later that evening. Some hardy 10 members of the club withstood the elements to make a wet weekend a great success. Last Saturday, one of our treasured Wednesday morning group members successfully completed her foundation licence exams. Nolene, the XYL of the late Ray VK4UG, passed with flying colours her foundation exams with a creditable 23 out of 25 for a written exam. There were some nerves prior to the exam, but with the support of many club members over the past months, Nolene had no trouble in answering the questions in her test. Much thanks is due to the many members of the Wednesday crew for their advice, assistance, support and encouragement for Nolene. We are awaiting the call sign VK4 Foxtrot Echo Uniform Golf, if it is still available, to be heard very soon. Congratulations, Nolene, from all club members. And now the last segment of the Harry Angel story. Harry sat for his AOCP exam in 1935, and his first ham activity was that of amateur DJ playing music. His priceless swag of QSL cards and personal letters of praise bear testimony to his great popularity with hams and other SWLs. This activity, unfortunately, was curtailed in 1937 when the then Postmaster General's Department disallowed musical entertainment by amateurs in Australia. When World War II arrived, Harry Angel put his age back and re-enlisted, serving in the Radio Repair and Maintenance Unit based at Victoria Barracks in Brisbane. Harry was a radio operator for some 63 years and an active DXer until his 100th birthday. And he was not known for the 10-second QSO, but rather a rag tune, and was an ambassador of amateur radio for his adopted country, and in particular, Queensland. Harry became Silent Key around 1800 hours UTC, 16th of August 1998. As the late L. Shaw Smith, VK4 Sierra Sierra, said, "No nicer bloke ever pressed a key or a mic switch." He was a gentle, humble man who served Australia in both war and peace, and was sadly missed, and is still sadly missed by all. So until next time, it's Ray, VK4, Charlie Fox, and the Redcliffe Club, 73.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Toowoomba area, it can be heard on 146.750, the VK4RDD 2-meter repeater, at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. I'm Dave, VK4LED.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The days are getting noticeably shorter, and in my region the nighttime temperature has reached the warmer nightwear level. Along with the grass not growing as fast, the change of season is allowing me to work outside with greater comfort. High on the list of to-its is moving the mast that holds the HF antenna and getting it rigged again. This will be a milestone for this household, as the past few years have been diverted into medical needs, and I leave you to imagine the disruption to daily living, let alone hobby pursuits, that this brings. I mention this only to illustrate that for many of us, life may be disrupted and participation in parts of this hobby may not be available for some people. Internet linking works in some circumstances. Repeaters can accommodate in others. At other times, Just being around, quietly absorbing the company of fellow amateurs, is as good as it gets. So for us, after roughly 7 to 8 years, it will be a feat to celebrate when the ether gets aroused from our shack. For others, there will be the opportunity to join the activities of their local club. Just think, this may be the nearest they get to enjoying the hobby hands-on. Will your club join in? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Australia, this has been VK1WIA and the weekly WIA Amateur Radio News Service. On RF, we thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet streaming and text of this news is available 24/7 at wia.org.au.